tonight, and I'll tell you what happened. There was a sign. There was a sign that said, no turn on red. But it was at a flashing red light. And I had to time it. Took me about a half hour. A police officer tried to pull me over for not having a rear view mirror. But I didn't see him. You'll get that in a second, if you didn't get it. Some of these are like joke grenades. You have to tell them, and then... and then wait like 8 seconds before you get them. I got my car fixed. I got the muffler on my car fixed, which is great. But now I can hear all this other stuff. What's wrong with my car? Now it's gonna cost like $500 just to get louder speakers. Last week my brake light kept coming on, so I had to get that disconnected. I have a personalized license plate. Does anybody have one of those? Woo! Woo! Yeah, I got one too. Mine says, I forgot. Yeah, that way, if I get in an accident, I can just leave. Yeah, and then the guy will call the cops and they'll say, well, what was the license number? I forgot. One time we were driving through a construction zone and there was a sign that said speed limit, 35 ahead. And there was four of us. So we were basically through there in no time. Good thing I wasn't on a bus. I came into town on the bus. I like riding the bus. It's strange though, because ever since I was a little kid, my mom used to say, there's always one weirdo on every bus. I couldn't find him. My mom's great. I remember one time I asked her if I could borrow some of her sleeping pills. She said, sure. Knock yourself out. I remember in third grade, I'd run home with my school pictures. I'd go, Mom, is this a good picture of me? And she'd say, well, it looks just like you, if that's what you mean. She's pretty cool, my mom. She started a new support group. She started a new support group called DAM, D-A-M. Mothers Against Dyslexia. I think I get my sense of humor from my grandfather, because I remember he was on his deathbed one time. We said, Grandpa, when you die, do you want to be buried or cremated? He said, I don't know. Surprise me. You like my jacket? I was going to wear my camouflage jacket, but I couldn't find it. I saw a guy one time wearing a camouflage hat. You got to wonder where his head is at. I like camouflage jokes. You know how come? You don't see them coming. I love this jacket. I know what you're thinking. You're going, I have that couch. My grandma has that couch. I have a nice waist. I get complimented on my waist all the time. I was talking to these girls at a club. Soon as I left, she turned to her buddies and said, what a waste. Me from someplace, but you don't know where from. I'll tell you what it is. You recognize me from my modeling career. Yeah. Yeah, I was the third one over on the evolution chart. Yeah, yeah. I was Java man. Really, watch, watch, watch. Was me. The other day, I got stuck in a no left turn only lane. Yeah, I didn't know what to do either. No left turn only. I ended up just taking the plates off and leaving it there. I saw a sign the other day, do you know what it said? It said, don't even think about parking here. Yeah. So I parked there without even thinking about it. Just right in there, save me an hour. Cool beans. I was driving through a construction zone one time, and there was a big sign that said, dip. And then 50 feet later on the same road, there was a big sign that said, bump. And I was thinking, why don't they just take the bumps and put them in the dips? My old school R&B station has been sending me mixed signals. I don't know if I'm supposed to get down on it. Or get up off of that thing. Get down on it, okay. Get up off of that thing! Sorry. Get down on it! Okay. Get up off of that thing! I'm in a weird mood. The other day, I locked my coat hanger in my car. Yeah, good thing I had my keys. I'd still be at the mall if it wasn't for those babies. You know what I mean? I grew up. No, wait a minute. No, I didn't. Let me rephrase that. I was raised in a motorhome. That was fun. When I was little. The older I got, the weirder it got. Like when I got my driver's license, it was pretty awkward. I'd be saying stuff like, hey, Dad, can I borrow the house? So what time do you want the home home? One time a guy rear-ended us, went through our back window, landed on our kitchen table, kept going through the front windshield. Home wrecker. They got him for reckless driving. And breaking and entering. And leaving the scene of an accident. You know, they say that a person's car reflects their personality. I don't have a car. No, I have a car. It doesn't work. My tires are going bald on my car. I can't afford new ones. I'm going to try combing them over. See if that works. I'm from Michigan originally. Is anybody from Michigan? Oh, let's talk about him then. I'm from right here in Michigan, Rochester, Michigan. You can use your hand for a map in Michigan. You can't do that anywhere else, except for Italy. You do Italy. But that's the only other one you can do during the clean show. I had my very first job working for the village of Rochester, Michigan, but then they became a city and they fired me. Yeah. Well, who ever heard of a city, idiot? We were in Saskatchewan, Canada. That's fun. Kind of flat, but fun. Very pretty, but flat. They say you can sit on the porch and watch your dog run away for a week. That's how flat it was. I used to live in L.A. I was out there for the riots. Okay, well, I wasn't out there for the riots. It's not like, hurry up, we're missing the riots. Come on, it's the riots. Did you see the looter carrying the TV? Or no, there was a looter carrying a refrigerator down the street. Who's going to stop a guy that can carry a refrigerator down the street? Not me. I'm going to go after the kid with the chips. Where do you think you're going, chip boy? Yeah, don't make me use this, mister. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you. I played at the biker rally, the big biker rally. I played that in South Dakota. You want to hear the joke I told at the biker rally and did not get my butt kicked? Okay, do you know the difference between a Hoover and a Harley? The position of the dirt bag. They loved it. I was in Wisconsin. Anybody from there? Yeah. Well, let's talk about them. Are you from Wisconsin?
Close.
Chicago.
Oh,
Chicago? You know, that's not Wisconsin. Yeah, we're just as not Wisconsin as Chicago is. Anybody from Wisconsin? Well, I used to live in Illinois. From Ohio. Really? My cousin's from West Virginia. We did a show at the Dells in Wisconsin. It's a big touristy area. I know about it. My buddy lives there. He has a farm there. He's the farmer in the Dells. I didn't make that up. He hates when I call him that. I go, well, you bought the farm in the Dells. You should have saw it coming. Wisconsin is thinking of changing the name on their license plate, their slogan, to Wisconsin. Smell our dairy air. Two words, by the way, dairy and air. Not one, not dairy air. That's different. That's one word. That's French. That's French. Derriere. I know some French. I know. I do. I know. Des Moines. That's French. It is. It's French for the Moines. Look it up. I know bonsoir. Bonsoir. You know what that means? That's French for what's up? Bonsoir. Do that in France, they'd love it. Get right in their face. Bonsoir! Bonsoir! Make sure you tell them you're American, too. They love that. Just get right up in there. Bonsoir! USA! Bonsoir! You want to hear my impression of being on a roller coaster in France? Oui! I was in Hawaii. Have you been there? That's fun. That's a fun place. We went to the big island of Hawaii. The language is messed up in Hawaii because there's only like 12 letters in the whole language, and they use their words over. So every word means like three different things. It's crazy. And the vowels they just use over and over and over. Like a good thing Wheel of Fortune is not filmed in Hawaii. Or it would still be on right now. I'd like to buy a vowel. Okay. Is there an A? There's 19 A's. And the words, they use the words over. Every word means like three different things. Aloha, you've heard that word, right? What does that mean? That means hello. And what else? Goodbye. What's up with that? I can see using words over, but why are you going to use a word that means the opposite of the same word that you're using the same word for? That makes no sense. That would be like if hot and cold were both aloha. And you would have like a big A on this faucet over here, and you would have a big A on this faucet over here. And you're taking a shower and you're going, oh my gosh, is that aloha? To not having it. We went snorkel diving in Hawaii. That was fun, sort of. We saw these big old fish swimming around, which was cool till I got home and thought about it. Then I felt kind of ripped off, because that's what they do. They swim around. I'm just saying, if they were skiing or something, I could see a couple extra bucks. But they were just swimming. But we got to see the turtles. The turtles are great. They come right up to you. And you can't touch them. You can only look at them, the sea turtles, because it's a nationally, federally mandated Endangered Species Act of 1973, and they've learned this. So they will come right up, and they will kick you in the foot, and they will. And they'll bite your ear, and they don't care, because they know, what are you going to do, go to jail? No, you're not going to go to jail. You're just going to shut up and do whatever the turtle does and not care, because you cannot. Look, you can't touch them. Literally, you can only look at them. It's a law. That's why they call them sea turtles, because you can only look at them. Yeah, you can't touch them. That's why you can't get a turtleneck sweater made out of real turtlenecks anymore. Had a lot of jobs. Got fired from a job. I got fired from a job at an ad agency. Yeah, had a great idea for a new slogan for gray poop on mustard, but they didn't like it, and they fired me. Want to hear it? You have a picture of a guy holding a sandwich open, like this? Okay, and then underneath it, it says, poop on me. A lot of people think I'm dumb, but I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Well, I don't have an account there. I'm serious. I go to cash my check. The lady says, how do you want this, heads or tails? In my spare time, I like to turn down the volume on The Muppet Show and try to read Kermit's lips. Sometimes I like to go to hockey games and throw ding-dongs out on the ice. I saw a book, Bankruptcy for Dummies. As opposed to what? You open it up, it says chapter 1. Chapter 11. Chapter 2, chapter 7. Chapter 3, chapter 13. My parents are cool. My dad's a truck driver. That's pretty neat. Every summer on vacation, we used to go to England and just drive around so he could get his other arm tan. How are we doing? Oh, man, I've been up here 3 minutes already. Seems like longer. They said, can you do an hour? I said, it'll seem like an hour. It's a beautiful room, isn't it? It's haunted. You knew that, right? I did a show here last night. Right in the middle of my act, I start hearing, boo! My doctor tells me I'm a kleptomaniac, so I've been taking a lot of stuff for it. Taking everything for it. Having hallucinations lately. I'm getting better, though. I am seeing a psychiatrist. I had an appointment to see my psychic next week, but she called me up and told me I wouldn't be able to make it. My buddy's a psychic. He's crazy. He's a psycho, too. He's both. He's a psychic and a psycho. Not only does he predict your future, but he follows you around and makes sure it happens like that. Thank you very much, everybody. You're awesome. Guy, I hope you enjoyed my comedy special. You can always tip if you want. Feel free. And also, feel free to not tip if you don't want. Thank you very much. Thanks for your support. Hope you enjoyed the show.